Hello, motherfunkers.
Hello, you muddy funsters.
So we're having tahini cookies, which are not homemade. I repeat, are not homemade by the wife.
No, we got them from the general store, which I have nicknamed How Much, down the road. And I've been sort of resenting those tahini biscuits because I think, oh, I bet they're better than mine. But
they're not.
They're not.
They're much sweeter. I can already feel the toothache. Yeah. Back to canines on the right.
And they're dense.
Dense, super dense.
Yeah.
They sell them for £1.90 each, which is not the cheapest thing there. And I'm thinking, you know, might get myself a stool.
Yeah. What do you mean? Oh, yes, I see.
Sell my biscuits.
I'm thinking about a stepping stool, which is what my son uses for cooking. But you mean a stool as in selling
and the dunny.
STALL.
Well, along this road, there are people who just put out tables, trestle tables, and get all their crap from inside and just flog it.
Yeah. Listen, I really think the sooner you get yourself a tahini stool, the better.
Today's International Women's Day.
Yes.
I celebrate you.
I celebrate you.
Lovely, thank you. You know, the Independent, for the second year running, has come up with a list of the top 50 most influential women.
Are we on there?
We didn't make it, sadly, but I did look out for us. I was surprised.
That is a shame.
I was surprised. You know, I kind of like their top five. I don't know if they should be in the top five. What do I know? But top five.
Yeah.
Esther Gee. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, Gee.
Okay.
Why are you shaking your head?
I've never heard of her.
She was very surprised to make the list A and top the list B. She is the mother of Brianna, the schoolgirl who was murdered by those two teenagers, trans girl.
Oh, I see. The one who was in Parliament recently.
Yes, and Sunak said
this. I didn't realise, okay.
And refused to apologise onto Sunak later. So she's topped because she's doing loads of work and activism for...
Good for her.
Yeah, so we're pleased with her. Number two, Kate Garraway.
Yes, the one whose husband recently died.
Yes, TV and radio presenter who documented her husband's battle with COVID and he died earlier this year.
Yeah.
She's been doing loads of work and, you know, bringing awareness. And then number three, they're all quite sad so far.
Yeah.
Three is a bit more fun. Claudia Winkleman.
Oh, Winkle Toes. Winkle
Old
Fringe.
Pickle Fringe. She's saying her iconic fringe and iconic knitwear has... put her in pole position at number three.
Why? Just because she's got the shiniest hair ever?
Yeah, I think it's because her hair's quite shiny. She's got really lovely chunky knitwear.
And the tan also, that never fades.
Guys, have I told you about when
you might as well.
One of our mutual friends, I don't have a memory at all. I am not an elephant, goldfish. One of our mutual friends had Claudia Winkleman as a guest at her wedding. And she was always telling me, oh my gosh, you really remind me of Claudia. You two are the same person. You're going to love each other. You are absolutely...
I think it was about 3 weeks the last time you mentioned this story, but go on.
Going to love each other. And yeah, but listeners, dip in and dip out. We need to catch them up. And she introduced us. She goes, I can't wait to introduce you. She'd been giving the same spiel to old Winkleface. Anyway, grabs her, grabs me. You two just talk. You are the same person. We looked at each other. I could barely catch eye with her because we're covered in a heavy fringe. We had absolutely nothing to say.
And
I went hi and she went hi. Silence. Yeah. And then we just both sort of like filtered away.
It was at the same wedding that she actually said to me without being asked, I really like your hat. I said, thanks so much. Then we spoke about my hat for about 20 minutes. Then we spoke about her shoes for about 40 minutes. And then we danced together. Just saying. Same wedding.
Okay, number four, Mary Earps. I hope I'm saying these same surnames right. Mary Earps, she's also known as Mary Queen of Stops, a lioness and the world's best goalkeeper.
Oh, good.
Yep. And number five, Sue Gray. You must know who she is.
Oh, yeah, Sue Gray. Anyone who was called Sue Gray at the time.
Yeah, so, you know, she's the one who wrote the damning dossier the lockdown parties at Downing Street during the pandemic. So those are the top five. I thought it's interesting. I just wanted to inform you guys.
Good. They're good ones, aren't they? Do you know who's getting married?
Is this just one of our mates?
Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin.
Oh, okay.
Now, I... No, come on.
No, that's... But they are together,
aren't
they?
Do you think I'm going to get an invite or not so much?
Well, you did host her, didn't you?
I did host her. He's 47, she's 34. And apparently, he kept talking about the fact that he had to ask his ex-wife's permission before he did
Gwyneth.
Yeah, Gwyneth. Her and, you know...
Do you think she'll provide the pussy candles for the event?
Probably. I think so. I mean, she just loves those pussy candles. And also, he asked their kids, Apple and Moses.
I do think you should ask the kids. I do think you should have that conversation with the kids.
Yeah, but possibly not before you've asked your wife, your future wife, your future ex-wife.
Because you know. She will be a future ex.
Well, there's a very honest interview she gave recently. I can't remember what disgusting UK tabloid it was. I think it's maybe, I don't know, Mail or something. And they said, do you want to be a mother? And she was like, yeah, sure. You know, I think if motherhood is destined for me, I'm really willing to give it a go. You know, why not?
I mean, good luck.
No, but why not? But anyway, I think that he's really landed with his bum in the butter. Don't you think? She's got a lovely boat race and a really hot figure. But also, I think she's a very good actor. And she's got personality to boot. What's there not to like?
No, he's done very well.
Whereas he just looks like fine. He's a rock star. But, I mean, Coldplay. Coldplay.
Is he still producing music?
Very much so. Okay. Just to let you know that I did ask her what her boyfriend did. And she did say he's in a band. And I did ask whether it was anyone I would have heard of. And then I was told by a few of my friends who were literally pinching my sides, it's Chris Martin. And I went, oh, yeah, I think I've heard of him. But anyway.
Problem, yeah. I don't know what to say evening.
Here comes your willing.
Yeah, keep it quiet.
Talking your fridges. So I'm very excited for that. They've been engaged for a while, but yeah. Apparently the wedding's not for until next year.
My kind of people. We've been engaged for nigh on 5-6 years.
Oh, I think nearly a decade.
Well, I had my baby in my belly, and he's 5. That's how I'm going off when I had my engagement party. So,
were you pregnant when she popped the question?
No. She wanted to make it legit. In Greenwich. She didn't do it by the bin. She did it by an empty deer enclosure.
Oh yeah, that's right.
In Greenwich Park, yeah. Which she took my son to the other day because we went to see a friend in Blackheath.
Still no deer.
Still no deer. They've been taken to Richmond. Anyway, they'll be back, but still no
better
deer.
Better life.
And she sent me a little video of my son on his knees going, will you marry me? Right by the spot, right on the spot where his dear mama asked me. So no, that was part of the reason she wanted to make it all legit, because it was all booked in, it was going to happen.
Okay, so that's 6 years ago.
So yeah, six years ago. So I'm all for long engagements. Yeah, we just need to go up into the loft. Do a few other bits around the house, and then we'll have a massive, massive wedding. I'll look like Donatella Versace, i.e. 105 years old, but who cares?
Who cares? So next week, Shirley and I are going for spa and sparkles in the country. Now, it's not just a romantic getaway, We are 2 of 10, would you say?
Yeah, it's about 2 of 10.
Mainly women, although there are a couple of gays in there, men. And yeah, we never do this. We never get invited sort of for a girly midweek retreat. So I feel like it feels quite decadent at the moment and very far away from where I am now. How do you feel?
I'm delighted. Mm. I cannot wait. I went and got my hair removed, which is a big deal at this time of year. Sure, I do it in the summer, but to be honest with you, most of the time, unless there's an occasion where I'll be getting my kit off, I don't tend to bother. But it was just lovely. It's actually one of my winner winners.
Getting your hair removed?
Just my hair, just like, you know, getting the... Well, I get the eyebrows on more often. You might see... My eyebrows
waxed
are done.
Or plucked? Threaded.
Threaded. Mm. And then my...
She's pointing to
my
nipples.
Pom-pom.
Oh, yeah, I know. Fine.
My pom-pom and my legs, which I usually do myself. I went out and had them done. Lovely lady. Tipped her handsomely. It was so lovely.
That's really nice. Listen, it's really nice. You're looking forward to it. I am also looking forward to it. It feels very far away from where I am at the moment.
And where are you at the moment, Shirley?
It's been absolute hell.
She says, all right, I'm going to try and be cheery, not be so sad.
Only because yesterday, this is definitely my dead duck, I had my electric bike battery stolen. I left it outside Peter Jones. Yes, I left the key in. Yes, I was gone for 30 minutes. I did not think it wouldn't be there when I got back. And I thought this battery is going to be about £200. 575 on the road. And it also meant that I had to cycle back without a battery, which honestly felt like cycling an elephant.
Oh, it's a heavy bike.
It was awful. I actually, at some moments in the journey back, I had to just get off and push my son, who was in the back, but I also had shopping in the front. I was so saddened by it that sometimes I go, society is just the worst. Absolute pits. People are brilliant and can be brilliant, but they can also be utter
Swines.
Swines as well. So I'm really upset about that. And also my husband hasn't, he's not been well. And so it just feels like it's been a lot, you know?
But wading maybe through this is treacle exactly backwards. What you need.
Exactly, exactly. To get away for a few...
Get away. We've got a massage booked. We've got a couple's massage booked.
Yoga.
We've got yoga. We've got the Lazy Lake, which is the little jacuzzi. And we've got some lovely lunches and dinners planned.
Listen.
What's not to like?
What's not to like?
We're going to be bunking up Big Spoon, Little Spoon.
Can't wait. So, yeah, something to look forward to. That definitely is my winner.
World Book Day yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
But the kids all went in today. What did you haven't even see? I haven't had a conversation with you about what your children
well,
are going
no,
as?
Well, no, my children didn't go. Well, my youngest came back from nursery yesterday with face like a tiger. So Tiger came to tea, but they did it all there, which is great. Didn't have to think about it, except for the fact I did have to wash his face at the end of the day and all his duvet covers and pillows of orange.
Sure.
My youngest, actually, they were told not to dress up this year because before, whenever half term, they had back-to-back costume day. So actually, but he did bring in Matilda, which is his favourite book at the moment. Yours?
Sweet. I can't believe that yours was just went slipped under the radar like that because ours has been the talk of the town.
Oh, yeah.
You
but
can
I
imagine
looked at the kids
here.
Yesterday, and I looked at the kids yesterday on the King's Row. They're all dressed up. Like, I mean, just, you know, and the amount of money these costumes must have cost.
I know. So we were, our school were very specific about, please do not go out and buy the costume.
Yeah.
Make it, borrow it. You know, get inventive because you know you've got a big sort of you've got people
disparity.
Who can't, there's massive disparity. So I love a challenge. Asked my son what you want to be. He was very clear, Paddington. Mm. So I've been stitching and sewing. There's my Mate in Paws.
What is that?
What's fur from the haberdashery?
Oh, so he's gonna wear. He wore the whole thing.
He went
thing.
Today, so I made him paws on his hand and paws
sweet.
To cover his shoes. A little red hat, you know, I made him a, because I didn't have a satchel, so I got a little briefcase, covered it in brown paper, made it look battered.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Letters to Aunt Lucy, a little jar of marmalade.
Lovely.
He was just delighted. And he wouldn't break character today. He would only speak as Paddington, who knows all the words and the lines and how he speaks. Yeah, and then seeing all the children, I was just...
Would you say
really
that's
sweet.
His favourite book then at the moment, Paddington?
No, I wouldn't say it's his favourite
book.
He likes the character very much.
It's a lovely character.
And then it was really interesting going to the school. So I wasn't going to go and do drop off, but I wanted to see the outfits because it's the whole school. As you get reception, a bit like, oh, that's cute. Sorry, what are you?
Yeah.
Not quite clear. As you get to the high years, I just couldn't believe some of the outfits because you can imagine the mothers start getting. Well, it may as well have been. There was a gaggle of girls. I guess they were in, you know, I don't know how old they can be, like 8, 9, because it's only primary school, in sort of. Like prostitute boots, hooker boots.
Oh, they're dirty.
And with high heels. They were all wearing their mother's shoes and stuffing socks down the back. Makeup. But I don't know who they are because I don't know these books that they're reading. But it has to be from a book. Like, it can't be from, you know, it has to originate from a book. But amazing
Maybe.
Costumes. So then I looked at my willing partner and I said, okay, I'm going to have to step it up. I go, this won't do. My little furry paws.
No, but
sweet,
I think
that's cute,
for reception, please. I think that's perfect. Yeah, it has been National Book Week, and I've seen it, and now I'm happy to not see it for another year. Now, do you know that my son's school is right next to another very nice school where they wear 50 Shades of Pooh Brown? It's called Hill House.
I have heard of Hill House.
Hill House is the one they literally wear those sort of corduroy breeches.
That's where my friend sends her children.
Yeah, it's a very sweet
There's
school.
There's about 5 in a class.
Oh, no, I know the one you're talking about. No, this one's in Chelsea. The one she's at is up in Clapham, which is 5 to a class and very good. Hill House is also very sweet, but very different. Anyway, every week, a man goes in with a hawk. And that hawk goes into the school. And there's like a ceremony. And all the kids come out and they all watch as this hawk goes in. And it's basically to clear vermin.
Oh, you need a hawk.
Mice.
You'd love a hawk.
And pigeons. Well, I don't need a hawk at the moment, touch wood.
No, but that's the answer,
no,
isn't
no.
it?
No, apparently only... Well, yes.
A cat.
But you know, the National Theatre do this as well, because theatres are ridden in mice. So they do it. But anyway, what I love about it is a ceremony where all these kids come out in their ridiculous uniforms. I mean, they all look like Paddington Bear. They really, really do. And it's cute. But some of the kids, oh, I just think, oh no. And apparently those uniforms are an absolute fortune. Of course. Anyway, they come out, they circle around, this man goes in with this hawk, and then this hawk just, you know, flies around, comes out.
And they'll grow up thinking that's absolutely normal. And how lovely.
And how lovely for them.
How lovely for them.
And the school next door, my son's school, do they all stand there and watch as well? But listen, it's a, you know, it's a ceremony, as I say, and kids love a ceremony.
I love ceremony.
Yeah.
Ceremony is great.
Yeah.
So, apparently, people who eat breakfast high in refined carbs are rated less attractive, according to a study, in none other than France. I mean, only the French would bother to do a study like that. You know, not about Elf or anything like that, but about how sexy you look, yeah.
So, you're not allowed to reach for the pan of chocolat, first thing.
So, swap out the pan of chocolat for a whole meal or something like that. They did a study with 52 people, aged between 20 and 30, gave one lot Baguette, jam, coffee with tea and sugar on offer. The other one, whole meal, whatever, with fruit, tea and coffee, no sugar on offer. And took photos of them and then circulated the photos. And
but you're not surprised, though, are you?
I mean, you're not surprised. But what is quite interesting is that because the changes in blood sugar and insulin affect skin appearance quite quickly. So, which is interesting, and then have a sort of more later effect on your sex hormones. But you can have quite an immediate effect if you the breakfast, you know, stuffing your face with baguette and pastries or...
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Well, listen, just immediately look butters.
How do tahini biscuits, where do they rate?
Oh, I don't know what's in these ones, but I can already see your looks waning.
Oh, they waned at the door, don't worry about that. Speaking of which, I've been looking at Face Gym. I've been looking at YouTube videos of Face Gym. I really am up for it. Have you ever had it?
I haven't, but I would like to.
Yeah.
I've always been a bit put off by the price and thinking, if I'm going to do it, then
so,
I want a full body.
It's so expensive. But then, would you go for the tools or hands? I'm quite happy just for the hands.
Well, now that I have facial massages and I prefer them to all over body.
But can I say something?
Go on.
I reckon I'd do a really good Face Gym on you. I do. It's similar. I looked at these things yesterday, making me laugh. Obviously, I don't have the products.
Would you expect payment?
No, but we film it. Be quite funny. Shirley and Shelley do their own Face Gym at the Shoreditch house. Where are we going?
Farmhouse.
Because I was looking at it, I was like, this is very, very similar to the sort of exercises. At drama school, you used to have partner up and you used to have to massage each other's faces for voice, mainly. You know, clear those airways, underneath the cheeks, a lot of tension in the jaw, underneath the eyes. I mean, that's why you have to make sure the person you're partnering up with.
We did our own.
Did you do your own? No, we did each other's. And also, it was quite intimate.
I think I would have been horrified if someone else's hands were all over my face.
But you really made sure that you had a good partner and that they washed their hands beforehand. But also, you'd be sat cross-legged and that person's head would be in your lap. Because it's quite a good... Anyway, I have to say, a lot of those movements I saw on is actually what we did in...
Are you getting ideas?
Getting ideas.
For second careers.
It really made me laugh, yeah. But I actually thought we quite...
You would be good at that.
I'd be good at that.
But you incorporate it with something else, so you sort of... You don't sell it.
Yeah, ma 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 ma. Yeah, maybe just go, right.
You go into companies, into corporate buildings.
Start massaging people's faces.
And they're all uptight and they're all stressed and you say, well, we're going to get into our bodies, and then you do a fun movement session with them, and then you end with the facial massage.
Yeah, listen, I think so. I have to say, I looked at it and thought I could do with one of those myself. I could also probably, I'd be really good at giving one of those. Face
gym. And you charge the company a flat rate, and their employees come and attend.
And see what happens.
They're going to love.
They're going to love.
Oh, you're going to clean up. So my wedding partner went out the other day with one of her friends who is just, I just love when she goes out with this friend because she comes back with such stories. I can't believe that people are actually living like this because it's so far removed from how we live.
She's an actor, this person.
Yeah, we're not going to go into details, but she's in a relationship, she's in a polyamorous, she's in a polyamorous relationship, and there's an app. And she's sort of super uber cool, so she knows all the latest things. Things that you haven't even heard of, she knows, and she's in it, on it. And this app, I was reading and I recalled this app. I go, yeah, this is the app that she's on. It's called Field.
Yeah.
And it's, have you heard of it?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
F-E-L-D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a sort of kinky dating app, you know.
Yeah. We mentioned this in the podcast.
The app for
Tell me about how it's treating her. It's an app
for the open-minded people, so you can really explore your sexuality. There's loads of sort of pansexuals, bisexuals, trans.
Yes, that's why.
There's lots, and there's lots of, you know, when you read the sort of reviews from users, they go, yeah, there are a lot of sort of, you know, unusually horny men on there, because of course you have opportunists.
Of course, yeah.
But on the whole, everyone seems to be very like-minded, very respectful, and you can just go and explore. And there's not all this pressure of like, now we have got, we've got a date and everything. And it's a lot of people who are into polyamory. And this one woman was talking about how she went, she's bisexual, but she's met her now boyfriend on it, and they've been going steady, and they're exclusive, you know, they're not polyamorous anymore. But this one girl went on, previously before meeting him, went on a date with a guy. He gave her a vibrator and said, go in the loo and insert this.
So just there on a date.
She's excited. She goes into the loo, puts it in, and then he's got a remote control and he's operating it throughout the date. Wow. And she was just saying it was just the best date ever because they just haven't got, they're not talking about it. He's just operating it. I mean, that's quite sexy, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to like him.
Well, you're going through the menu, going through the starters, mains and desserts, and your eyes are just going. Yeah. And sure. It sounds
fun. But our lives couldn't be further, could they? So when my winning partner goes and she goes, oh my gosh, we're the same age and we're living such different lives.
Yeah.
You know, her career's taking off because, of course, she hasn't got, you know, les enfants. And everything is just, I go, wow, tell me more. And I live vicariously. Okay, this is so exciting. What else?
That is super fun. And actually, my spelling was completely wrong. It's feel, as in F-E-E-L with a D.
Yeah, F-E. I've got that here, and then I didn't trust myself when you said it.
No.
I shouldn't trust you, really, should I? I've written it down.
But I remember hearing about this, because we have a friend of ours who is on the app, and she, I think she just, you know, she's just a voyeur. But anyway.
But I think that's also fine, because you can be at any stage.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. What's your winner for the week, please? The fact that we're going
well, Camille O'Sullivan tonight.
Yeah.
Love her.
Yeah.
I remember when she used to perform in Edinburgh at the Assembly Rooms, we'd just go and watch her every night. If we weren't watching her, we were watching Meow Meow. If we weren't watching Meow Meow, we were watching
Rizzo
or the lovely...
Frisky and Manish.
Also, so tonight, Camille O'Sullivan, but also checking out this new restaurant I've been wanting to check out for ages tomorrow night called Akub in Notting Hill. It's a Palestinian restaurant. Really excited to try that.
How do you spell it?
Friends. A-K-U-B-B-B-B.
You're going on a date?
It's a friend's birthday. There are six of
That's
us.
Nice.
Three couples.
That's really nice.
And I'm really excited. And you have to, from now, order. We ordered the day before last our menus because they prepare it. It's not just slapdash.
That's nice.
Isn't
that's really
nice?
Up your strata.
Mm.
I think I've given my winner this week, getting away, dead dark battery. Just to quickly say that the Greg's staff are to be given a bonus share of 17.6 million. They're all sharing the profits. That's a 27% hike since last year. And what that shows you is that people just want the basics, don't they? If Greg's is thriving, the way Greg's has always thrived, but now in this day
steak slice for a quid.
A steak slice for a quid, although I don't even think it is a quid, but that's my point. It's like, that's what people want, that's what's doing well. Greg's. Listen, maybe I'm going to become a supervisor or maybe general manager.
You know, play your cards right.
It's no problem. Okay, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Tune Out.
Of food for thought there. And we look forward to seeing you next week.
Ciao for now.
Bye.
You've been listening to Mother Funk with Shirley and Shirley, otherwise known as Joanna Carolan and Pascal Wilson, produced by Mabel Productions. Tune in and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.